Now, I mentioned to the Premier-elect the issue of the road toll. It's what, 22 more than last year? 22 more than this time last year, and we're heading into the traditionally high-risk period. And 13 people in the past 7 days have died. And this is happening in the middle of an unprecedented police blitz. Back in September 7, the police launched what they described then as their longest and biggest ever traffic blitz. Longest and biggest ever traffic blitz with mobile speed cameras, radar guns, booze buses, drug buses, every available marked and unmarked police car and motorcycle on the road. And yet, we are, what, 22 ahead of last year and 13 in the past 7 days. On the line from Road Policing, Superintendent Neville Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Could we start with this awful case, the 4-year-old girl in Prahran? What do we know about what happened there?
Look, I can share some brief details with you, Neil, on that. And as you said, there's nothing but awful around this. The young girl was walking with the family. We can tell you that they were crossing the road, crossing High Street. It appears they were doing everything right. They were at the lights. They were obeying the lights. Sadly, the young girl, slightly behind the family, was struck by a turning car. And you know, there's no winners out of this incident. No, it's very, very tragic.
What part of was she crossing?
So the family were crossing High Street near the intersection of Williams Road.
Oh yes.
And as I said, the early briefing I've got from our investigators is it would appear that, you know, they were doing everything right, and this is one of those ones that is nothing but a tragedy.
But the child was lagging, so she wasn't holding the parents' hands.
It would appear that way, yes.
Yeah, has any charges been laid or not?
Look, no charges have been laid. You understand, of course, that it's early days investigations, and you know, there's a lot of people who have now been touched by this and quite traumatised by it.
The child lagging behind, I mean, I did hear a suggestion she'd run in front onto the road, but she clearly didn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's not what we've determined.
Dear me. Okay, 13, is it, in 7 days? Why?
13 in 7 days, Neil. As you said, I think about a month ago, you and I were talking about this very kind of, you know, sudden spike. And yes, you're right, we challenged everybody in Victoria when we launched and committed to run a road policing operations at levels we'd never seen. The road safety partners all committed to do more. And we know that this was before we came into this period, which we know is the riskiest period on their roads, and there's more time yet to come.
Why? I mean, you've got the splits running, we've got all the attention. Why?
I think it's a tough one with these. We've had a look at these, particularly these 13, the last 7 days, and, you know, we see some which is very much around that behaviour that we're enforcing. The high speed, we've seen some that is involved extraordinary high speeds. We've seen some that we know has involved alcohol. We've seen those incidents of just single vehicles running off the road. But what concerns us now is some of those we've looked at in the last 7 days is that we've seen people who are making a mistake. They're making an error. They're not necessarily behaving badly, but they're making an error in a giveaway or something. And rather than getting a $50 fine, some of those people have paid dearly for this with their lives. So
that's concentration, is it?
It is very much a concentration thing. And for me, what I say to everyone in Victoria, this campaign, the Summer Stay campaign, this is not just a police campaign of operations. This is a campaign for everyone in the community to think about what can I do for my bit in the Summer Stay campaign. When you turn your engine on, turn your mind on and concentrate.
Yeah, we did have a concentrate and survive campaign some years ago. You mentioned high speed. What sort of speeds are we talking about?
Look, we know, I think you might recall, within this lot there was a motorcyclist in the city in Toorak Road that crashed, and that was fairly significant trauma out of that. But the early investigations have confirmed that vehicle was travelling at extraordinary high speed. You will recall the fatality, double fatality down on the Mornington Peninsula just a week or two ago, where I said that we can tell you that those vehicles were travelling well in excess of 150 kilometres an hour. So these sort of speeds that we do still see from time to time just show that, you know, there are individuals out there who are still prepared to put their lives and the lives of others at risk.
This point you make about mistakes and perhaps lack of concentration, is that, and what you've looked at these figures, is that unusual? Is there an unusually high level of mistakes as distinct from idiot behaviour?
Look, I mean, we know that, you know, that it's a factor that's consistent across the road trauma. So it's not just about, you know, for we call them like the mums and dads or the young people who are essentially, you know, law-abiding, doing the right thing and thinking about themselves safely. But it's not just the high risks that are taking lives or causing road trauma. And it just re-emphasises that, you know, using a motor vehicle or motorcycle, driving on a roadway, it is a privilege, and you need to give that as high level of respect as you possibly can. And that's what we think the key thing is about this campaign, is for us to keep getting people to understand this is their campaign. This is for the whole of Victoria. It's not just a police issue or police responsibility. We know from Operation Furlong across the Melbourne Cup weekend this year that tells us that the enforcement operations at that level, that does change behaviour. We're breath testing more and more people all the time, and we are detecting less drink drivers. There's positive signs in that, so we need to keep hanging on to that.
What's the campaign you're referring to? Is this the one launched this week?
So the campaign that we launched in on the 14th of November, the Summer State campaign.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And we're running a whole range of operations through it, but this is a campaign because it's not, you know, this is not just about police operations. So Summer Stay is for everyone to think about staying safe, stay under the speed limit. If you're drinking, stay off the road. If you're going to drive, stay off the grog. This is Summer Stay.
You sort of wonder whether there's anything else you can do, though. You've had this blitz running, you've got another blitz, or a lot of advertising campaigns, you've got cameras and booze buses and everything, yet the toll's up. And it is going to be higher this year. We'd assume that, wouldn't we?
Well, that's right. We've come off several years now with the record low road tolls, and we keep driving it down. And in Victoria, we've got to not lose sight of the fact that over the long term, it continues to go down, and sometimes, yes, there are going to be spikes, but from our position, we prefer not to just accept that, and we keep looking for what else we can do, what other innovation, as do all the other road safety partners. But I can tell you that the strong advice that we had from the international experts earlier this year with the Road Safety Leadership Forum, that the opportunity in Victoria to really make a dent in the road toll at the moment is about our thoughts on speed.
Sorry?
Of low-level speed.
I'm sorry, say that again. You just
our thoughts on speed, how the whole community thinks about speed and understanding the risks of excessive speed.
And low-level speed.
And that's right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.